Happy Saturday, everyone. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat, Sassy Cat. Please forgive me. I'm still in bed. I'm trying to wake up. Anyway, I failed miserably at February. I lost interest halfway through. I think it was the first week. Probably because of all the confusion and just everything that went on, I just got negative vibe from it and I lost interest. But anyway, one of the questions I think I did answer was Stefano's recently, and then I've been listening to what to do for, even if we should do February 2014. And then I was thinking, there are so many possibilities to doing it. First off, I think it should be designated. Whether Jonathan doesn't want to do it anymore, he should, since it's his idea, I think he should designate somebody or a group of individuals, a committee, no more than 3 people, because you get too many cooks in the kitchen. And then it gets crazy. And not a bunch of power-hungry people either. People that are flexible and open-minded. So that's one. Number two is, I had suggested in Google Plus community doing a topic per week, with breaking it down into different questions, like, say, sports for the first week, or the first, you could even break it down even shorter, the first 3 days. What's your favorite team? What's your favorite sport? Do you get together for the tournaments at friends' house, like example, Super Bowls Sunday or whatever? And then you have those 3 questions. Then you move on to another topic of family life. what was your, and I'm just giving general questions, what was your childhood like? And you can break it down, you know, that way. And then, of course, using the hashtag February 2014. Or, there's another thing. Have February be an open month of asking different questions. Like example, Stefano asked a question, can men and women be friends? Several people ran with that topic. If you answer somebody else's question that marked the hashtag, used the hashtag February 2014, then I would also answer that question and use the hashtag February 14. And, you know, people have can pick that up and use it, or they can use another one. But I would restrict it to a question, not something similar to Audiomo, where you can just talk about, you know, it could be anything, whether it be a sound effect, whether it be you eating your lunch and hearing the sound of food chomping in your mouth, or, you know, you sound of you taking a shower. See, not like that, but to answer a specific question for February. I'm trying to think a question. Do you believe in UFOs? And then answer it, elaborate, and use your hashtag. And like I said, that would be a question that I would answer. And if somebody else was interested in it, they would use that same question and use the hashtag. So there's 3 separate ideas for next month. And then I was thinking too, going back to what was the whole point of February, was doing an audio a day. It's a challenge. It's, you know, using the site, the app, daily. You're trying to challenge yourself to do it daily. And then I was thinking too, you know, it's Jonathan's baby. I would keep it as a community event, not as a Audio Boo, the business event. I would solely keep it as a community event. And I think that's what left a bad taste in my mouth, is that it was not Audio Boo's to begin with. And it was a community member's. So, yeah. Those are my thoughts. Laterness, people.